Continuing the theme of La'olam La'nevash, he said, "V'simchal keino imahem, let our portion be with those that are baitchim shimcha ba'emes, that really trust in Hashem. V'simchal keino imahem, La'olam La'nevash, let our portion be with them forever, and we shouldn't be ashamed." What does it mean? Why? So the Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur says, "La'olam La'nevash, even if we don't deserve it, even if we don't have that bitachon ourselves, we don't really have the zuchiyos. We still ask to be included with them, and we shouldn't be ashamed of our lack of zuchiyos." See, Yach Yitzchak, in the name of the Gra, brings the Ramchal and says, really, as we know, so many of our tefillahs are essentially psukim turned into prayers. Where is this found in Tanakh? Paul says, "Bacha Hashem chasisi, in you Hashem I took refuge. Alevay shalom, I shall never be ashamed." It's Tehillim Ayin Aleph. Someone that eats food that isn't theirs is embarrassed. So too Klal Yisrael, when we sinned, we went into galus. If Hashem would have given us the Geula immediately, without any challenges, if we wouldn't have gone through any suffering in the long, long exile, the Geula would actually have been a disgrace to us. It would have been embarrassing, because we didn't deserve it. But now, we've gone through galus. We've had so many tzaras. It's been so difficult. For Klal Yisrael as a whole, for individuals within Klal Yisrael. And nonetheless, we've stuck with it as Klal Yisrael. We've accepted Hashem's judgment. We've accepted the challenges of Galus. We haven't rejected Hashem. Rather, B'cha Hashem Chasisi, in you Hashem, I've still sought refuge. Even though the Galus has been so difficult, we've still yearned for the Geula. We've stood fast. Therefore, Al Evoisha, I won't be ashamed. This, says the Siach Yitzchak, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's the Ikka Mid of Ahava, of love, is to hold tight during difficult times. And therefore we say, V'lo neva ish la'ilam v'ayat ki v'shem kachacha gadol v'tachnu. We know that all the challenges that we go through, Hashem, are all for our best. And therefore, we don't have any bush. We don't have any shame. We've earned our geula. We've earned that which is coming to us in a good way. We've worked hard for it. We've stood fast. And therefore, essentially it's in the zchus of bitachon itself that we're not going to be ashamed. So you can learn this two ways. Either of Yaakov Emden, who says, even if we haven't got the zchus, even if not, we just want to be included anyway, and that itself, I guess, should be a zchus. But more than this, holding tight as a Jew, staying proud as a Jew, that itself is the most phenomenal zchus. The fact that we don't reject Hashem, that we've stood the course of time, is a reason for lo nevoish, and that shows the incredible betachon. As a result of that, mi'etz Hashem, will be zeicha to the geulah.